The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697. Welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marsha Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our goal today is to provide you with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most affordable, effective, and comprehensive tools to lead your business to victory. Whether you own a small or large business, a franchise, your franchise dealer, car dealership, dental practice, medical practice, insurance, real estate, or you have an entrepreneurial mindset and you're ready to launch your business, we want to coach you through every play, from financing, website, marketing, advertising, employees. The Sport of Winning will coach you to success. Today we're going to be outlining how to stay focused. If you have any comments or questions, you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. We are in a recorded call today. I do apologize. We are not accepting calls. However, you can also call us at 888-996-9697 if you have any questions or you'd like to be a guest on our program. A little bit about Video Broadcast Services. We are an exclusive marketing firm. The tool of choice for us to drive qualified traffic to your business is video. Many have failed to recognize YouTube is the second largest search engine, and that's our secret weapon to drive qualified traffic over to your website. So enough about us. This program is about you and your business. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Marcia. Glad to be here and glad to be a part of the show today and really, like we've done in the past, share what we've gained in running businesses and, freely give that to our listening audience and hopefully be able to give them something that they can take away immediately, apply to their business and really get on the right path to success.
Yeah, I mean, in full disclosure, we're not saying our way is the only way. We're saying, a lot of the, marketing, advertising, strategies, bookkeeping, whatever, we have really touted some of the websites that have really helped us streamline what we need to do and have helped us, remain in business for the past, multiple years that we've been in business and really being able to grow our business without worrying about a lot of stuff. And these are just, conversations that we've had, websites that we've utilized, services that we've utilized, people that we've hired, and we're really just trying to share that with our listening audience, just in case, if there's something to be said for not having to go down that road, the unknown road, and know whether or not something's going to work or not work. And we're just here to share with you what has worked for us and conversations that we've had that have really helped us get to where we need to be. Today's topic, we are talking about how to stay focused. And I must say, I'm beginning to see this in a completely different way. And I don't know, maybe it's because I do nothing but work, and I admit that. I do enjoy life, and I obviously enjoy my family and my downtime. But I when you own a business, you're on 24/7, whether you like it or not. And I think there's ways to manage your time and whatnot. But the fact still remains, if something comes up with business, I don't care what day it is, I'm going to tend to it. With that said, I've always had the ability to, not only manage multiple things at once, but I've always managed to have laser vision, laser focus on what I've been, trying to accomplish or whatever. And I don't know, Kyle, and this may be veering off a little bit off topic, but I I must be in a cave or something, but I am shocked at the amount of people that are taking medication, focus medication, Adderall, if you will, to you know, remain focused on their day at hand. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? As I ask with wide eyes.
Yeah, you know, it really is disheartening that that people are having to take medication to stay focused. And I think that what we're seeing is a result of it's a result of Facebook and everything else, where people are just all over the. I mean, their minds are everywhere, that they can't just sit down and focus on one thing and get that done. And it really, taking medications to get that focus is really, in my opinion, can show a sign of mental laziness, where we're not training ourselves to remain focused. We're trying to get a quick fix to something, and quick fixes to anything that is long term, it's a road to failure, because you have to have a long term approach, and medication is not a long term approach to remaining focused in your business.
Right. I'm certainly not slamming people that have to take it for ADHD. If you have a diagnosis from your doctor and that's the recommendation, that's not what this is about. My concern is that the level of people that are taking it, and it seems to be the norm, not the minority. I feel like I'm in the minority with this. I'm not quite sure why. I have a good guess why, but I'm not quite sure why we have become the pharmaceutical society that we've become. And, it begs the question, how did our parents, get focused and do what they needed to do? I'll be honest, in full disclosure, do not believe medication is the way to go all the time. And unfortunately, it feels to me like if you go to the doctors and you tell them that you feel that you have, attention deficit, you're going to leave there with a prescription for Adderall. And it's a very dangerous, addictive drug, and yet a lot of people are using it. One thing I want to throw out to our listeners is that I have done a lot of research, and one kind of neat thing you can try is an amino acid by the name of L-theanine. That's L-theanine. L-theanine also works for helping you obtain a very relaxed, restful sleep. If you take it during the day, for example, if you're sitting at your desk and you need to write a paper, let's say you're a college student and you need to write a paper, L-theanine says, okay, Marcia, today we are going to write this paper. It tends to focus you on the task at hand. What it does for you at night is that it allows your brain to say, okay, I know I could rehash this day over in my head, and I could start rehashing my day ahead of me tomorrow, and I could think about, the bills that are due, or the fact that I need to get my car serviced, or I forgot to do this, or I need to do that. L-theanine is a great thing to take. It allows your brain to say, okay, I'm in bed, I'm tired, I'm going to go to sleep right now, and it allows you to relax and go to sleep. And it's an amino acid. Your body makes it naturally, and research it online. Do a Google search for L-theanine, and I think our listeners will be very surprised at the benefits of taking L-theanine. Again, I'm not here telling you not to take Adderall. What I'm here saying is that I am, again, not here telling you you can't take Adderall. I'm not saying I don't believe in you taking Adderall. What I'm saying is that I am surprised at the amount of people I'm running into who are all taking Adderall. I'm just very surprised by that. And I'll be honest, I don't simply understand it. But allowing yourself to be focused, I think it goes back to what you said earlier, Kyle. I think people are allowing themselves to be stimulated by the likes of social media, computer games, websites. I mean, it's just guilty as charged. We've all been there. We've all been distracted by it. But I think it's like anything. It when it becomes almost an addiction. I mean, we've had people that have worked for us in the past that have said, I admit it, I'm addicted to Facebook. I can't help it. I'm on it constantly. And I don't get it. I really don't get it. I mean, I enjoy it to check in, see what my kids are up to. I think it's a great way if there's news out there about something, I've kept up with, you know, friends from high school that I normally wouldn't have kept up with, but I don't care if I'm not on Facebook. It's not a big deal to me. But I admit, Kyle, and I do agree with you, I really do believe that social media is probably one of the number one distractions for business owners, employees, college kids, teenagers, you know, you name it. I think it's really taking us away from what we really need to focus on.
Yeah, in fact, let me give you a case in point. Last night, we've talked about it. I'm in the scouting program for the Boy Scouts, and one of the boys that's in my program, his dad, I was talking to him last night, and we were kind of going over things that his son needs to do to get his Eagle Scout, and he's really behind. His dad was saying that. Was telling me, he said he's just having a hard time motivating his son to want to go, and I told him, I said, I don't know if any of the boys really want to go anymore. I said, but it's a good program, and it's good that they get their Eagle Scout. And I said, as a parent and at their age, you kind of have to say, you know, this is what we're doing. And I said, you look at everything that the boys have now. In terms of video games, television, all of these things that stimulate them. And I said, it's hard to compete with that. And so you've really got to, you have to teach your son how to manage their time and say, yeah, if you want to play a video game, that's fine, but we're going to do something responsible first. And they really have to understand that responsibility comes first. And the sooner that they get that, the better off. And you know, his boy's got, an iPhone. I don't even know how many video games he has, things like that. And I'm looking at the amount of stuff that he has, and I'm like, that's a recipe for disaster later on. You know, you're really not teaching mm-hmm. him to focus on things that are important.
Right, right. I know you and I are both big proponents of drafting a schedule, not only for like the month, but for the week and for the day. I know I have my monthly calendar, I have my weekly calendar, and I have my daily schedule, which sounds like overkill, but the monthly calendar is kind of like what, the dates of reference. But then the weekly calendar is kind of like, okay, how am I going to organize that? And then the daily calendar is the execution of it. And that allows me to stay very focused. I'm a big proponent of getting stuff done early in the day of the stuff that you least like to do first, and then followed up, at the end of the day with everything that you love to do. And, that to me kind of sets the day up for success, because you kind of get all of that out of the way. But it is, like I, when I'm working on something that I don't need internet for, I shut it off, because I am distracted with all the, signals and warning, the alerts that I've got a new message or an email, and it can be very, very distracting. So in order to make sure, I just shut it off. And I'm pretty good at focusing, and I'm very disciplined in terms of what I need to do, but I get it. I mean, I completely understand that there's a lot of people that aren't, but I do believe it's in our control to manage it. And I think we are, all too quick to, like I said, run and get a prescription for it, or, use it as an excuse as to why we can't get things done. And we have created a very stimulus inducing, society. And I think if you sign up for it, you're also going to be trying to undo it down the road. And I really think it's something that is manageable if you can identify that it's a problem. I think the biggest problem is people don't realize what they're getting distracted with. You might say, I just can't seem to focus on what I need to do. I had someone tell me the other day that they can't read. They simply cannot read because they can't slow their brain down long enough to read a book. And I partly understand that a little bit. I know that there's times where I do sit down to try and read, and it's not the right time. It's just whether it's the time of day, I've got other things I really need to do. But I think we can all say that if you can organize your time better, Sunday mornings, an hour before I, start my day, I'm going to, sit down and read five chapters or whatever. You can find time to do it. And I believe reading can be very therapeutic. I also believe that meditation is very, very helpful. If you have a tablet, it's very easy to go into the App Store and find a focus meditation. I just think that those are great. You put your earbuds in, you kind of sit down for 20 minutes and relax and listen to it. And I really believe that it helps you kind of reprogram your way of thinking, not so much to get you to focus, but it will help that with that too. But it also will help you understand why you're not focused, which I always believe if you can get to the root cause of what's causing the problem, it's much easier to fix it than to medicate it. And then you fix it long term as opposed to having to stay on, medication or, those types of things. Fix the root cause of what's going on as opposed to just trying to put a Band-Aid over it. Kyle, anything else you can add to that?
No, that's really kind of what we've been talking about is getting to the root cause of things and trying to fix it through we've talked in the past about meditation, things like that can also help train your brain to remain focused. Things like that are very helpful at exercising your brain, if you will. So you can focus and you're not having to look for, the external sources to fix that.
Exactly. Okay, well, thanks again for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. Again, I'm not against using medications. However, I am very surprised at how many people are using medication for this type of, affliction, for the lack of a better word. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept or an idea, or you're on Adderall and you want to talk about how much it's benefited you, or you tried it and hated it, that'd be a great show topic for us to do. Or if you have any useful information for our listeners, please contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available. Stuff that has worked for us, if it can work for you, our goal has been met. Again, until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. Make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.